You really need to talk. You know, we understood what kind of game it was going to be and how it turned out in that first half. But what we understood is that we were just going to have to make more plays than they made. And, you know, offense got a score, a field goal, and then got a touchdown. And defensively, we knew we had to just hold up our end of the bargain. And that's what we did, come out with a big win.
What did you learn today about what kind of playoff team you're going to be?
Well, we know we're a playoff caliber team. You know, we've been in the playoffs. Our mindset has been the last couple of weeks having to win to get into the playoffs, and now we're in. So the intensity that we play with today, you know, in a close game, we know we're going to have to continue to do that throughout the playoffs.
Daniel Driver was saying we're a dangerous team and the rest of the NFC knows it. How do you feel about that, you think?
Well, we're a dangerous team, but only if we win, you know. Like I said, we got to keep up the intensity that we had today. You know, it started off slow, but, you know, everybody stayed focused. And, you know, like I said, we made more plays than they did today to get the win. And that's what we're going to have to do throughout. Well, we've been playing well on defense. And, you know, we felt like no matter what the circumstances were, you know, with them getting that turnover, that we would hold up defensively. And to come out of that without giving them any points was huge. And we just had to keep on playing. We knew the offense would eventually come around and at least get a score. They did that, and we were able to hold on to it.
How did it feel to shake church and be, you know, on the field there at the end?
It felt good. You know, like I said, all day long, we knew we had to hold up, and we did. Put a lot of pressure on their offense today defensively, and that played big for us, and we made the plays in the back end we needed to. Our linebackers covered well. Our outside linebackers put a lot of pressure and covered well. So we had a good day defensively holding up our end of the bargain.
Was Coach angry at halftime, or was he encouraged?
We were all angry, you know. I don't think any of us were really happy with how it was going, but, you know, we're still in the game. So as long as you're in the game, you got a chance, and we came up with the win.
Charles, they could have rested their guys. You guys probably could have run them out of the gym today if they'd have done that. Instead, they made it hard on you. In any way, does that help you in preparation for the playoffs, that you really had to work to earn this one to get in?
Well, we knew this is you know, it's always a physical game. It's the Packers and the Bears. And I don't think any of us expected them to pull their guys out. You know, we felt like with them having, you know, the first round bye, that they play their guys and they have a week off next week to rest them. So we didn't feel they'd take their guys out. And we knew it'd be a tough game.
To play the way you did, especially defensively, what does that do for you looking forward?
Well, it just assures that we got a shot. You know, now we're in the playoffs. And the intensity that we played with today, we got to keep playing with that intensity throughout. You know, we can't have a repeat of what happened last year. You know, this playoff game, we got to come out and play with the same fire we played with today. And good things will happen.
Does that playoff game last year really motivate this defense? Or?
Well, it's something you got to think about. It's something you got to build on. You know, you got to be motivated by the fact that we have an opportunity. You know, yeah, you think about last year, but, you know, we feel like it really has no bearing on this team this year, and we got to go out and play with the same, you know, type of emotion and intensity that we play with today. And again, good things will happen.
Now, playing with a real edge the last 2 weeks just to get in, so how much did that help you?
It's going to help us. Like I said, we feel like we've been in the playoffs the last couple of weeks, and so, you know, next week is just it's official now, you know, and now we got to go out and do the same things we did today. They're going to be some close games, and we haven't put out many close games at all, you know, if any, this year. So it was good to come out today and finish a close game and win it at the end.
Mike Vick was a long time ago, I know, Charles, but he brought you this year.
Yeah.
Dynamic.
Yeah, he's a weapon, and I don't know if anybody expected him to do what he did this year. Hats off to him for coming back after, you know, being in prison, coming back and getting a starting job and playing the way he's played. You know, talks about him being MVP. He's played well. He's had some great games. And so we know what he presents. You know, the second half of our first game, you know, was a different dynamic for them with him running around. So we had to pay close attention to him. And we look forward.